Obi-Wan Kenobi was trained by Qui-Gon Jinn.
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 Okay, I'm warm. Are you warm?
I'm warm, okay, although I'm not on air, so...
Oh, yeah, why did we make you do that?
I don't know.
It's nice to have someone to do it with.
Yeah.
Let's go!
And we're live.
When?
In 5, 4, 3...
Coming to you live for the first time ever, it's Radio Go! This week on the show, culinary expert Greg Fenderson, plus music from Lucy Dacus and Ben Folds. All that and much more on Radio Go with your host, Riley Ray! Welcome to Radio Go! Thanks so much for tuning in! Great to have you, good to see you. Oh, what a beautiful morning! Oh, what a beautiful day! I've got a feeling... You may not know this, dear listener, given the general sort of stoic masculine facade that I present here on Radio Go, but... I'm actually a little bit of a fan of musical theatre. No, it's true. Please try to contain your shock as best as you can. I love musicals from Hamilton. I actually, as a kid, was involved in musical theatre. I performed just like a community theatre kind of thing. Numpas, shout out Numpas from. Ages 8 to 18, I believe, there are thereabouts. I was up there on stage, all singing, all dancing. I remember when I was 8, the very first production that we did, and really calling it a production is a stretch. Again, this was a cast of, like 8 to 10-year-olds, probably. It's called something along the lines of a party for bugs or bugs party. No, it's not. It didn't win the Tony or anything. It's not a show you've heard of. It's possible that the show never actually, like, it's possible that it didn't exist. It was like maybe just invented by the people who were running the production. But the plot, if you can wrap your mind around this, is some bugs have a nice time. They have a party. I played the part of one of two caterpillars. Caterpillar, decent role. Not butterfly. Butterfly was sort of the best role that you could get. And you would think that if you got the role of caterpillar, you would almost be the understudy for the butterfly, or that you would go on to do that. That's sort of the natural progression of things, but. At 8 years old, I didn't have the scientific wherewithal to land the larger part, I guess. But I recall, I'm sure this thing was about 3.5 minutes long, because that's probably all that the audience could tolerate. But I know that during the main number, where most of the bugs are out, me and Caterpillar number two, who I don't remember who played Caterpillar number two, ever since getting my own radio show and becoming famous, I've lost contact with everybody who I knew as a child. But I remember that the Caterpillar number two and I, the choreography, if you can imagine, was that on the beat, we would step. If I was on the right, I would step to the left. And if I was on the left, then I would step to the right. And the person who was next to me, if they were on the right, they would step to the left, which would subsequently put them on the left, at which point, on the next beat, they would step to the right. And it was a pretty complex choreography for an 8-year-old, tough to really get to grips with. But we did our best, and the show went off without a hitch, as far as I remember, anyway. Really, like I say, not the most complex thing. I think that... kids today, I mean, I feel so old saying kids today, but then, I am 99. But kids today, I think, have a lot more media literacy than we did back then. I think that you're exposed to like media a lot earlier and that sort of thing. I mean, actually, I know this for a fact because my niece is six at the moment, and she's doing the kind of similar thing, like the after school drama club kind of thing. They've just started the new school year, and this year they're doing Andor. Just the entire show from start to finish, unabridged. They're just all these six-year-olds running around plotting revolution against the Empire. It's amazing. It's supposed to be amazing, you know. Can't wait. One of my guests just mouthed, "Is that real?" to me. No, none of this is real. This is all nonsense. None of this. That was a joke, obviously. The reason I wrote that joke, actually, is because I just started watching Andor. I know, like, 5 years too late or something. But after, like, years and years of people telling me, "You've got to watch Andor. You have to watch Andor. It's not like Star Wars at all." I've got some news for you, folks. It's like Star Wars. Come on. I'm not going to judge it too early. I know that I'm only a couple of episodes in. I know that it's like too early to say. And I want it to be good because I want to enjoy a nice TV show that I get to watch and be part of the cultural zeitgeist of 3 years ago. But at the same time, there's a more selfish, like, snide part of me that wants it to not be that good. Because then I get to be like, "Yeah, I tried Andor, it's just not really for me. You know, I like slightly more high-class TV, you know? Like Love Island things." Oh yeah, no, my nephew's class is doing Love Island for their after-school clubs. It's deeply inappropriate. Anyway, we've got a fantastic show for you. We've got a culinary expert, Greg Fenderson, is coming up. Can't wait to talk to him. In the meantime, though, let's leave you with some music. This is the title track from Lucy Dacus' latest album, came out earlier this year. This is Forever Is a Feeling, right here on Radio Go.
Right,
we're out.
Yeah, we're out. Got some notes on that opening monologue, as always.
I never asked for notes.
Well, I've made them, and you've got to accept them, and or just go with the flow, really, I think, from what I have. So, well, mainly notes yeah. on how the show is going to go going forward.
Okay, yeah. Well, we can't change the past.
Having Ben on the show, what is he folding? And how is that going
sure,
to
sure, I should have been more specific.
On radio. Because no one's going to listen to what... I mean, you can just get paper, fold it on the mic. I mean, yeah, you're booking these people.
That, why? By the way, why am I booking the guests on this show? Because what exactly do you do here?
I'm just...
Yeah, your silence.
Did you ever find
volume.
Out who did the other caterpillar?
What, in the 3 minutes since I talked about it?
Yeah.
No, I never did. I haven't. Nobody's texted me to oh, wait.
No one needs to text you.
I've just been texted.
It was me.
Tom, this is a picture of you at 8 years old.
Yeah, it's a
next
caterpillar.
To me.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you Photoshop that so quickly?
No, because it's no Photoshop. I was the caterpillar.
Oh my God, Tom, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I remembered you being the other caterpillar.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's a little... Oh boy, I'm sorry, Tom. I feel bad now.
Yeah.
You look upset with me. Listen, that was a long time ago, you know? Yeah. That was 91 years ago. I can't be expected to remember.
Why are you talking about Andor?
Hmm?
Why are you talking about Andor for?
Because I'm pulling from my real life. That really happened. I've started watching Andor.
No one remembers that show.
What?
No one's going to remember that show.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
When it came out.
Yeah, I know. I'm behind the times.
You kept mentioning it was 3 years ago. No one listening to this live is going to be like, "Oh yeah, that show from 3 years ago."
I think people remember Andor.
Nah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I reckon it'd be taken off the air in a few years.
So just to clarify... You mean taken off the streaming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an old man.
So just to clarify, your three notes are... who is Ben Folds? I was the caterpillar, and
don't talk about
Andor.
I know who Ben is. I just want to know what he's folding.
I don't think you do know who Ben is. I think that you're wholly mistaken in this.
I'm pretty sure I know who Ben is.
Yeah, who do you think Ben is?
He's
the Big Ben, right?
No.
The bell.
He's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh. He's trained by Qui-Gon Jinn. All right, let's get back to it. Welcome back to Radio Go! That was Lucy Dacus with Forever Is a Feeling. You know, she's confirmed it. Now we all know forever is, in fact, a feeling. And we're joined now in the studio by our culinary expert. This is Greg Fenderson. Greg, I don't know anything about you, but welcome to Radio Go. Thanks for coming in.
Hello. It's nice to be here. I'm sorry I wasn't here earlier. I had an incident to control at work.
I'm sorry. That's quite all right. You're perfectly on time. I have a little difficulty understanding your accent there. You had a what at work? Sorry,
I had a little incident at work. I had to solve, so it held me up.
Is everything okay?
Oh yeah. Somebody left a low rating on their Too Good to Go box.
Oh no, that's very disastrous in the culinary world, right?
Well, it's not good for me because I could get in trouble. I'm supposed to give a variety, and they said there wasn't a variety, but it was a variety. They just, all the pastries look the same, but they have different fillings. So,
so you're a baker, is that right? Do you work do you own a small business, or is this, are we talking about a large scale operation here? Where do you work? Is, I suppose, my first question.
Oh, well, I work in the high street. I'm mostly doing the rotors and, the temperature checks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing very much baking these days, but I used to do lots of baking, but then I got promoted.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Perhaps I could ask again. I'll take another run at this one.
Where
do you work?
I'm working at Greg's.
You work at Greg's? And your name... Hold on. Is your name Greg Fenderson, or is your name Fenderson? And you work at Greg's. I'm sorry. No, I realize it's written twice here.
My name is Greg.
Oh.
You're thinking that it's quite a common name.
No, I suppose
it's
it is.
It's sort of the point of the shop.
Not so
it's
common,
an everyday kind
not
of...
Not so common to see it with the two G's. And I suppose that Greg...
No, it's only with one G.
Oh.
You're thinking of the shop. That is two G's.
In that case, my producer has written down the name of your shop.
I thought you were the one inviting the guests.
Whoa!
Listen to me!
Who the hell are you?
Look me in the eyes!
What the hell's going on?
Oh.
I'm in the middle of an interview!
Oh, is this? It's very important. Don't look at him. Don't look at him.
Oh my goodness.
look at me, Riley. This is very important. You might save the world right now.
For the listener, somebody has just burst into the studio.
There's no time!
Older gentleman. Okay, sorry, sir. Who are you? What's going on?
Listen to me.
Okay, I'm listening.
I am Greg Fenderson, but I am from the future. I went back. I was a scientist. Greg Fenderson here, he grew up. But cover your ears, Greg.
Okay.
Well, hold on. You're him.
Listen, it's...
You do bear
no
a certain resemblance.
There is no time.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, that man there...
Yes,
I'm not hearing anything.
He grew up and he became a scientist,
okay.
Which is me.
Right.
I learned how to bend the shapes of time.
And now, you bend the shapes of time.
Something terrible happened. Something terrible, terrible happened.
Oh my goodness.
I went back in time. I thought I would have a little jolly time. But no.
Okay, hold on. Slow entirely down here. Greg, you can uncover your ears.
Are you gesturing to me? Can I take my ears off?
Yes, you can.
Okay,
hello.
I can hear you again.
Okay, look.
What has happened?
Hold on. Breathe.
Don't tell him.
What?
Why? Okay.
Cover your ears.
Okay.
Listen, Riley.
Okay.
Listen, this is very important.
I'm listening. You don't have to tell me to listen. You're the only person talking.
I can't hear anything.
Twofold, as it turns out.
I went back into my own past.
Yes.
I went to see some fun little things, but I did a terrible thing.
What did you do?
I moved a kettle.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble understanding your accent. You moved a kettle?
I moved a kettle.
Okay.
And now, that man there, don't look at him in the eyes.
Okay.
I have turned my past self evil.
Wait, you're telling me that the... And we'll get from how you went to assistant manager at Greg's to the scientist before too long.
Am I taking my ears
no,
off
No, I'm
yet?
Not gesturing.
Okay.
No.
Okay, cool.
Ears on!
Ears covered.
We'll get to how you became a scientist in due course, but how did moving a kettle cause your past self to become evil?
Well, he was going to get his morning coffee. This was when he was 8 years old.
Okay, yes.
And he went to go and get the morning coffee, as he always did. I always did this. I always got my morning coffee.
Yes, in the country that you grew up in.
But I moved the kettle, and it meant that rather than looking at a wall where the kettle was, I had moved it somewhere where there was a window. And then he saw some people playing outside. And that made him go, "Ooh, perhaps I will go and play ball with them."
Hold on, I'm going to have to stop you. You can take your ears off.
Hello, hi. My ears are off now.
Look, I see where you're going.
Wanting to know more about the rota?
No, I would. Why did you call yourself a culinary expert? By the way, you work at Greg's.
Well, they told me that when you are applying for jobs, that you spice up your thing a little. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to lie. I just really want this job.
Okay, that's fine, Greg. Look, do you recognize this individual over here?
Don't look at me!
Okay. No.
Well, I'm not...
I think you can look at each other.
I don't think I have met this old man before, no.
Does he look familiar?
No, I do not think I've met this old man before. Don't know anyone with a giant scar down their face. Quite distinctive.
It is quite distinctive, and I imagine there's a story.
And I don't know anyone with a glowing M on their forehead.
Don't ask about the M!
I wasn't, because I'm a polite and gracious host, so I don't ask about people's personal appearance. But I suppose now that you've brought it up, how did you get there? I'm sorry, I do have to ask.
That is a question for another time. Okay. We can come back to the M.
Okay, great.
Listen,
I'm happy to.
I need to back to the past.
Okay.
And I need to fix what I did wrong. I'm going to change some things and see what happens to try and make him good again. Because he is evil. Look at his eyes.
Greg, are you evil?
No, I'm just doing the rotas. I mean, sometimes I am giving better hours to the staff that I like. Is that evil?
He doesn't sound
evil.
Greg, look, I'm taking your side on this, so I'm going to tell you.
Nobody's called me young before.
Well, it's only in relation to old Greg.
He's not supposed to know.
Over here.
What is happening?
Break the space-time continuum.
He's claiming to be you from the future.
Jonathan!
Oh, that can't be true. It's like in my dreams. And dreams aren't real.
You have dreams about this?
I have dreams all the time of doing something. I don't always want to work at Greg's, you know. I have these ideas.
Oh. I remember that ambition.
What kind of things do you want to do?
Oh, well, you know, sometimes when I wake up, I'm writing them down, and some of my favorite ones that keep coming back.
Oh, I see you've got your notebook there, actually. Perhaps you could read a couple of your entries.
Oh, of course, yes.
I am going to go back to the past and change some things, so you keep him occupied.
Okay.
Goodbye.
It's gone.
Okay, now...
I can still see the very difficult
to follow.
I can still see the M in my vision, like I've been staring at a lamp when I blink.
Yeah, no, I've got that too. That's kind of freaky. Perhaps you could read from your dream journal.
Yeah,
some of the ambitions.
So
and
I
ideas.
Had this idea that maybe I am making really advanced artificial intelligence, and it is so advanced that it can make an artificial environment for all humans to live in, so that no matter how bad the planet is, maybe we are all living in a... Like the 90s, I think, is like the peak of human civilization.
Oh, I agree, big time.
I have this other one. It's also about AI.
Yeah. So you're big into tech?
Not always, no. There is one here where I invent a virus that reanimates the dead.
Why? Why would you invent that virus? What a horrible idea.
Well, I'm not... I mean, why does anyone dream the things they dream? These are just...
Usually because it indicates some kind of subconscious desire.
I don't think they're prophetic or anything. I mean, you know.
Okay.
We've got one here where there is no water and everything is a desert, but everyone really loves cars. You know?
Yeah, no, I do know. That sounds mad.
Yeah, and everyone is driving around.
Yes.
Okay. There's a bullet farm.
I think you might have just been watching Mad Max. I don't think that was a dream.
Well, I am always trying to invent things, you know.
Okay, Greg.
I invented a box that lets me go back in time just a little bit.
Wait, hold on, Greg.
Only a little bit.
Why did you sound so surprised when you from the future, who appears to have just gone, by the way.
It only goes back like a day. You have to build the box, and then you get in the box, and then you lay in it for 18 hours, and you get out, and it's 18 hours earlier. And I have been playing with the stock market a little bit.
Okay, Greg, I'm going to have to cut you off there, because we do need to go to another song. It sounds like a real mess. I'm hoping we can get it untangled on the other side of this break.
I'm covering my ears again?
No, you can listen to the song.
Okay, I'll cover my ears.
No, all right, fine. I don't care either way. Listen, we're going to hear another song. This is a song by Ben Folds, who, by the way, is an artist and not a person who folds, just in case you were not particularly bright and thought that might be the case. The song's called Bruised. It's from 2006 or so, possibly even earlier, actually. In any case, enjoy it here on Radio Go.
Oh boy. So Folds is his surname.
Yes, Tom Folds is his surname.
Right, we've not got an origami expert on the show then.
I'm going to be honest, Tom. The fact that confused you so much means that I have a prediction that you have no idea what's happened in this episode so far.
Probably not.
Have you been listening at least? Have you been following?
I had to nip out. I got a quote from
you didn't
a plumber.
You didn't see the big time portal appear.
What?
Greg, our guest.
Yeah.
Him
from Greg's.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Him
down the road.
Him from the future.
Yeah.
Just appeared in a big portal and told us that he has to change the past in order to not become an evil supervillain. And then other Greg told us, oh my goodness, I'm not recapping the whole thing for you. This is a waste of time.
That does sound weird. You know what's weirder? 20 quid for a full draining fit. That's...
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it?
That is daylight robbery.
That's cheap.
What? Oh.
That's cheap.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I know all about plumbing. Yeah. Absolutely. Wow, what a bargain. That's amazing. Yeah.
I've been shopping around.
Okay. Look, I appreciate that. You know, you've got your own personal struggles going on, but we have a seriously convoluted time travel plot that we need to untangle. Okay, listen, do you still have that time machine down in the basement?
Oh,
you know that one the one that we use to go back and change the past so that Blitler never rose to power.
Yeah, Blitler.
Yeah,
yeah.
How were we to know that an identically named guy would take his place? Yeah. You know.
Who could have predicted that?
Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do, eh? Anyway, look, is it still down there?
Yeah.
Okay, do me a favor. Go down during the next bit. Bring it up, and let's see if we can do a little summoning circle thing. Maybe combine.
That's not how a time machine works. That's how a seance works.
Yeah, I'm thinking we combine
We did the seance last week.
Listen, can you go down and get the time machine or not?
Yeah. It's only steps, Riley. I can walk down some steps.
I don't know that you can, Tom. I'm starting to question your abilities.
I can.
Okay.
I can do it.
All right. I believe in you.
What I can't do, though, is plumbing.
Luckily, you've got 20 quid.
Yeah, look, I've got 20 quid. Not from this, though.
No, certainly not. Yeah. Perish the thought.
All right. Well, when's the folding... The folding guy is the music. Ben Folds is
yes.
the music.
Yes.
Cool. Gotcha. Gotcha. Oh, now!
could you?
Okay, sure, yeah.
Goodness sake, you have to do everything around here. Welcome back to Radio Go!
Hello, are you wanting to know more about me being the assistant manager of the Large Hadron Collider?
Not currently, actually. Okay. Wait. Hold on.
I do the rotors, I make the pastries.
No, I would love to hear more about that in the very near future. But first of all, it's time for one of our favourite features here on the show. It's time for Book Club. So, this week on Book Club, I want to highlight my latest obsession, The Crystal Keeper. This is a fantasy novel by J.R.G.J. Thomas, the first in the Crystal Keeper series, and I'm going to read you an excerpt here. This is from pretty early on in the book, which is about 900... 1,000 pages, so shouldn't be too many spoilers here. This is only from page 185. In this scene, King Hellstat has just learned that his only son is gravely ill, and he calls for assistance from, you guessed it, the Crystal Keeper. All right. No sooner had he completed the dark incantations than King Hellstat felt a chill against his neck. He had felt the dark omen once before, at 7 years of age, the first and last time he had called for the Crystal Keeper. The remembrance of that dark period filled him with dark agony, and as the throne room grew dark, his face grew dark, and he grew dark, darkly wondering if the darkness that darkened his darkness would darken his door again. Suddenly, out of the darkness, there came a loud wailing, followed by a powerful burst of yet more darkness. The king shielded his dark eyes, dark as the dark night he was born, and from out of the darkness came a dark shape, darkening further with every dark step it took toward him. What manner of beast is this? He whispered, darkly. The figure replied, I am Derek Dark, Dark Doctor of the Docks. Suddenly the king had a dark realization. This Derek Dark was the fabled Dyark, the dour dork of Denmark's parks. A spark of darkness arced and irked him, and Derek Dark vanished and lurked in the door most dear to the Dark King's tears. When finally he was sure that the figure had gone, the king breathed a sigh. And then, light failed to penetrate the unyielding darkness. Wow, powerful stuff. Thank you, producer. Are you back with the thing, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, don't talk on mic. Thank you, producer Tom. Much appreciated. Greg, you can. You had your ears covered during that whole bit. You missed my whole reading.
I'm uncovering my ears now.
Yeah, if you could. Yeah, this is bad radio etiquette. Oh my goodness. Hello again.
Hello.
It's terrible. It's so much worse.
All right, I need you to take it down 8 notches. All right, chill out. What's
your M is glowing red this time.
Oh no.
Okay, look.
Not the M.
Old Greg, explain yourself. What's going on? What did you do? What happened?
I went back to when I was. I tried to go back earlier to try and stop it before he got to 8. I went back to when he was 6 years old.
Okay.
And I changed his cereal from. Go Puffs. Are you allowed brands on here?
Yeah, we're allowed brands on here.
I changed it from Cocoa Puffs to Honeycomb Puffs.
You are changing my Honeycomb Cuff Puffs. You are changing my Cocoa Puffs to Honeycuff Puff Cuffs.
Honeycomb.
But he hated it. And it sent him on a mad rampage. He led this evil down the line. He was so upset.
That is when I decided to create a plumbing business that quotes £20 for every job. That is what inspired me.
Oh my goodness, Tom, you've hired Greg Fenderson.
But then we install ghosts in their pipes.
Hold on, Greg, can I ask you a question? Because your timeline's been changed now. What exactly are you the assistant manager of?
Oh, well, so the plumbing business, I am the assistant. So people call me and I say, whatever you want is £20.
Yeah.
And then I send the boys and they go and they put ghosts in all of the pipes.
Ghosts in the pipes. Okay.
I have more dreams in my journal.
It's
snow everywhere and just a train and the people eat bugs.
Yeah, yeah. All right, look, I'm going to need you to put your dream journal down. Old Greg, I'm going to need you to explain. What did you think changing his cereal would do exactly? Why did you do that?
I thought, so he has a slight allergy to cocoa.
You mean you have a slight allergy to cocoa?
Yes, we have a slight allergy to cocoa.
Okay.
I thought by not starting him on these Cocoa Puffs, maybe he would have a happier life. But no, he loved the Cocoa Puffs. And then I changed them to the Honeycomb Puffs.
The Honeycomb Cuff Puffs, that's right.
And he hated it. And it sent him into a mad rage. And he started to hate humanity.
Okay, look.
I have a dream. There are no more babies born.
Okay.
And then one baby is born and everyone is going crazy about it.
All right, Greg, look, I think this might just be your letterbox. I'm not sure that this is actually a dream journal. Look, Greg, goodness, this is getting very confusing. Young Greg, I'm just going to ask you outright.
I can feel the darkness rising inside of me.
Well, that might have been just my excerpt from the book. That might have been my problem. You weren't here for that. Look, Greg,
was it dark?
making this dark as shit, bro. Are you planning to destroy the world in a fit of evil supervillainy?
Well, I wouldn't be able to do that unless I was able to find a way to put a cursed letter on my head that I could use to destroy people's minds and invade their dreams. So probably not.
Okay, well that sounds... Oh. Oh boy. Okay, Greg, I think it's probably about time you told us. How did you get that M?
Oh. Ask not of the M.
No, I have to ask of the M.
Okay, fair enough.
Fairly pertinent to what's... It seems pretty obviously pertinent to what's
going on. Are you using it to invade dreams?
So, when I first went back into the darkness... It was very dark. I went back into my past for the first time and I moved the kettle and it was a terrible, terrible mistake. And yes. Then I came back to my future self and I found myself changed with this red mark on my forehead. But suddenly I also had these memories of how it got there. And you'll see, at the height of my terror, at the height of my evil, I had gone into a dark cave with there was a woman in there.
Okay.
And not in the hot way.
Oh,
she was scary.
Okay.
And she had this little pool in front of her.
Okay.
And it had loads of little blobby bits of rock. These rocks that were not solid. They kind of moved like jelly.
Okay.
And I went over to her and I knew in this moment I had gone to this cave to reach my highest potential.
And what happened?
She rubbed the jelly over my face.
Okay.
It was like a numbing cream. And then she carved with a knife.
Oh, like this?
Ah!
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh,
young Greg is carving
a
letter into his forehead. Oh, no. But hold on.
All is well.
This is a good thing.
I enjoy being the assistant manager of Waterworld. I have a dream in my journal that I work in a bakery.
Well, I think that about does it for this episode of Radio Go. We've got to go and forage for more fresh water out there and take down the rival pirate tribe. Listen, old Greg, thanks for stopping by. You did your best. Yeah,
But he was going to destroy the world, Riley.
Yeah.
It was your job. You were going to save us all.
What are you going to do? Listen, good try.
Shit.
Oh, your dreams are mine, old Greg.
God, that guy was really annoying me. Okay, well, listen, I want to thank you all out there in the apocalyptic water world in which we all reside for listening to Radio Go. I want to thank Greg Fenderson and producer Tom, of course. And I want to thank Ashraf and Harriet Wilmer Richards for no reason in particular. Thank you all for listening to Radio Go. Goodbye!